Intellidex Market Research conducted an online poll of South African market participants in late April on their views around the South African elections. It found that market players believed that there was only one-third of a chance of growth-boosting reform after the elections. Views among market participants varied as to the percentage win the ANC would need to achieve in order for the local market to cheer the outcome, although the assumption remains that the ANC will win the national elections come Wednesday. To unpack the report for us, I'm joined on the line by Peter Attard-Montalto. He's head of capital markets research at Intellidex. So, Peter, you've divvied up your market analysts into groups. Just take us through those groupings first before we get into some of the results.
So, we basically tried to find a good sample, small but good sample of asset managers who would basically be able to have a good understanding of the election and be able to sort of opine on and have their own views. And that's how we basically split it up into offshore investors, onshore investors, and then basically the people who service them, the sell side. And the results between the groups are roughly the same. Overall, I think, you know, people have actually struggled with the selection. And in particular, the nuances, particularly of Gauteng. And so overall, we found the results are roughly similar, given the huge issues at play in this election.
So what's the expectation among market participants about the big three parties' chances in the upcoming election, and what are the percentage estimates?
So I think the main thing is that the whole poll that we did of market participants is this pessimism around any future reform, actually. So it's almost regardless of the outcome. But the market actually saw the ANC doing just a little bit worse than the sort of threshold that it had identified for getting a rally after the elections. They thought about 58.5 would be the sort of level where you start to get a rally. But the ANC coming just below that in the sort of very high 57 sort of mark being more likely. So I think overall the market has actually taken this whole sort of, you know, headline banner sort of 60% level with a degree of skepticism. Actually, that will meet such a level, that such a level exists. And so I think the post-election market reaction may be a little more muted, particularly if, as the IRR poll this morning said, we actually failed to miss that by a larger margin.
In your research, you also spoke to non-financial people, covering the likes of lawyers, policymakers, and journalists, among others. What sort of views did you elicit from them?
Well, they had a much wider range of expectations, which I think speaks to the sort of difference of opinion, the difference of perspective, the fact that this was a large group of 50 onshore people who are maybe interacting with the ANC in particular in other ways, such as diplomats. And there basically was still there, though, this core of skepticism about reform occurring, about the ANC doing particularly well. But I think the overall, I mean, the range for those non-financial respondents was very large, just as it even was for the financial respondents. I think that's the key message from this election, actually. People are quite confused. You know, this has been quite a boring campaign in some ways. It's not been about policy. It's not been about conservation of ideas, really. It's been about the battle of machines between the parties. And that's a much more uncertain issue, really, to get to grips with.
So what's the expectation around what will happen with the country's economic power hub, that is Gauteng? It's speculated that the ANC has lost some ground there. What do market participants think? And presumably coalition politics in that or any other province would spell disaster.
Well, there was I think the market views actually shifted marginally since we took the poll, especially again with the IRR poll this morning. I think people are now waking up to the fact that the ANC may not take Gauteng with an absolute majority. There may be an EFF coalition. But what particularly worries me, I think, is worrying investors I talk to, is the fact that the ANC may actually choose to have a coalition with the EFF, even if they don't have to. So if, say, they get 59.9 or something, they may actually still choose to go with the EFF as opposed to a smaller party, and that will really reflect the internal dynamics within the ANC, and in particular, maybe some of the forces that want to reintroduce EFF and the EFF's sort of ideas or way of operating back into the party.
You also canvass views about the possibilities post-election, and it seems that the market believes that both Tito Mboweni and Pravin Gordhan may well stay in their current positions. Do you think that's the market hoping for continuity in these key portfolios? What do you think informs this view?
Partly, but also I think the message has shifted over the last couple of months from both Irene Gordon and Tito Mboweni, that both would like to actually continue. Whereas I think Mboweni was saying a lot before Christmas that this was sort of a temporary job and that he would go back sort of semi-retirement. Now I think the challenge of ESCOM and the need for reform has actually really driven him to feel the need to stay on and to actually solve things and see them through, the same for Irene Gordon at DP as well, and hence the views have now shifted.
Market participants also believe that Mr. Ramaphosa will be left alone by his ANC comrades to lead the party and country until at least 2020. But of course, depending on party dynamics, I understand that Mr. Ramaphosa could be removed as president at the next National General Council of the ANC if the party saw it fit to do so. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's certainly theoretically possible that you can recall a state president at any time by the NEC if the majority form within the ANC. The National General Council with 6,009 provinces could remove an ANC president. But I think it's understanding that's a pretty high hurdle, that the sort of ability of these forces, alternative forces, forces of darkness, whatever you want to call them, are actually maybe slightly more disparate and would take some time to get together. And so 2022... and that elected conference is much more the time to watch than the halfway conference, the NGC, next year. So we expect a fight back to begin straight away, but it'll be a very slow, long process through until 2022.
So if South Africa gets into the realm of coalition politics at a national level, that would have direct impacts on policy formulation and the like. How would this be viewed by the markets and ratings agencies?
Well, I think the real issue is what a coalition actually is all about and what an EFF coalition is meant to actually do, particularly in Gauteng. We should remember that provincial governments are sort of halfway between municipalities and government in the sense of the ability to do things, to do infrastructure, to control the budget. There are some wider powers of provinces over things like healthcare in particular, and maybe land reform as well. There's obviously a big debate that happened in the last part of the last parliamentary term on provincial banks, provincial state banks, which didn't get passed, but may get passed early in the new term. So there is a range of powers that a coalition could have their handle on that is not available at the municipal level. But I think investors will be worried about a first sort of pass at the sort of priorities of the EFF in these more sort of policy related areas, as opposed to sort of the more mundane issues that go on at the municipality level.
That was Peter Ataldman-Talto. He's head of capital markets research at Intellidex.